This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's time to go around the AFC North, week two of the preseason. And remember, all these guests appear on that fan hotline. And our very first one, Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, as they take on Dallas. In Dallas, or Arlington, if you want to be specific, at 7 p.m. on Saturday. And first thing is, Todd Monken, upset with the media over criticism of his guard there, Ken. Tell me more.
Well, Daniel Faalele, it's been a struggle. He was drafted as a tackle out of Minnesota. Actually, he was Rashad Bateman's roommate at Minnesota Times, which is a funny story because I'm teammates with the Ravens. But didn't work out a tackle. It moved to guard. He actually was decent last year down the stretch for them. And some of that is, let's face it, Lamar Jackson is kind of an elixir for offensive linemen. He makes them look better because he just avoids guys. But I thought he played decent football down the stretch last year. There's a video of him, or a reel, so to speak, as the kids call it, of him getting trucked in the game last week. And people, fan base, has been destroying Daniel Faalele. But Monk, as we like to call him, he was going to defend his guy. I thought it was a little protesting too much, but it doesn't surprise me that he came to his defense.
You know, at this stage of the preseason, I mean, I'm looking at all these different lists that come out and, you know, the quarterback tiers and all that stuff. Do Ravens fans even care at this point where Lamar Jackson is placed in the hierarchy of quarterbacks?
Well, I think that fans, some do. Like, they look at it as a lack of respect. And, you know, he's coming off a season where, let's face it, he should have won the MVP. He was first-team All-Pro. And the same guys vote on the first-team All-Pro quarterback to vote on MVP, but the voters twisted themselves in a pretzel to give the MVP to Josh Allen. I don't know if Lamar cares about that stuff, but the fan base does. They always, and I think this, if I'm not mistaken, this is the first time he's in the top tier, so the fans do care about that stuff because they see it as a slight when he's not there.
How did it take him so long to be in the top tier? I know that's a question for Mike Sando, but I don't understand it.
Well, you remember when he came out, you had guys like Bill Polian saying he should play wide receiver. So, you know, people don't like to be wrong. I think that's a big part of it.
Are you going to get Kyle Hamilton extended? Or are you going to get Tyler Lindebaum extended?
You know, guys, I thought Hamilton would be done by now. The Lindebaum part of it is a little tricky because I don't know how much they want to pay a center, but like that, the price for playing poker at that position has gone up. So maybe, but I'm frankly surprised Hamilton's not done by now. I still think it's going to get done by the start of the season, but I'm shocked we're still here.
Did you get David Ojabo signed or no? Ojabo signed. God.
Signed. He's in the last year of his rookie deal, and he hadn't shown him anything yet.
I was questioning whether or not, because I was like, I don't think they got him signed. And I mean, he had that tremendous hit on Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
You have to expect big things for him this year.
Well, he had the tremendous hit on Anthony Richardson because Anthony Richardson misread the play. He had his hot route. He didn't throw it. He got crushed.
I'll take advantage of it. His stupidity is my is David Ajabo's providence.
Yeah. Unfortunately for Ajabo, he's never been healthy. He looks like he's finally healthy for the first time this year, but it's the last year of his rookie deal. I think he's not squarely on this roster right now, and I think he's going to have to show them more. I think they'd be reluctant to cut him because then they're admitting it's a sunk cost, but he has not shown them much as a Raven.
You're debuting a new kicker for the first time in, what, over a decade. By the way, has anybody heard from Justin Tucker at all since his untimely demise?
No. He's not
dead.
Out and about town like he used to be. That's for damn sure.
Is he even going to stay in town? Has he been excommunicated? Is there any public sentiment in favor of him as like an all-time? Or what are you giving me these looks for, Ken?
I don't know. It's just a very weird line of questioning now.
Well, the guy was beloved and now is disgraced. So
the key word is was.
Yeah.
Does
anybody support him?
Nah, not out loud. It's a tough. It's sort of a tough thing to bump your chest and support.
We had Deshaun Watson here, and we had to go through all this, and he was still on the team. Like he was on the team.
This guy's
after
no longer on
all
the team.
Of this.
it's a weird. Well, yeah, you guys can empathize. I think that he probably moves back to Texas. Is my guess. My understanding is his house is on the market. He has not seen his. I know his. I'm offhand. I don't remember how many children he has, but I know one goes to school in the area. So school's over, obviously. I would think he moves back to Texas. Is my gut, but I don't have any inside information on where he's living. But I wouldn't live here if I were him because he's recognized everywhere. And let's face it, it's not a good time to be Justin Tucker in Baltimore.
All right, real quick, great Shedeur Sanders performance on Friday.
I thought he looked good. I told you guys last time he's the eventual guy. As soon as they decide that Joe Flacco's held the reins for long enough. But I thought Shedeur looked good.
Okay. And Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Now James Rapine, Locked On Bengals, SI.com. T. Higgins, he says the Bengals don't have to start off hot. Do you agree?
I think they it would bode well for them to start off hot, but it is a 17-game season. And I do think that going all in on, man, we have to win in September because we haven't. Of course, you want to win every game. At the same time, what if you go 3-1 in September? Well, it doesn't matter if you go 0-4 in October. So I do appreciate the context from T.
Obviously, the defense was such a huge story as well. It should be with Cincinnati. Do you have any reason to believe that defense has taken a sizable step forward this year?
We'll see. It's tough because
that
I do
sound
think
like a
looked,
yes. That does not sound like a yes.
It isn't. It isn't an automatic yes. And the problem is, I don't really know what they can do. Like even if they, let's say they sign Trey right now. I don't know what they can do in the preseason before September 7th in Cleveland to show us that they are different. And it's going to take regular season snaps. It would certainly give people some peace of mind if they were a bit better in the preseason on Monday night when they play Washington than they were in that opener against the Eagles. But I don't think that's going to make anyone feel great about the defense. So, yeah, they're going to have to show it. They're very much in prove-it mode, and it's a lot of the same faces. And so, there's plenty of skepticism around the Bengals defense right now.
You are at Washington Monday night, 8 p.m. You already asked about Trey Hendrickson. Let me ask about Shamar Stewart, another guy who was a weird holdout over this offseason. Yeah. He showed up in the stat sheet last week in preseason game number one. What did you think of Shamar?
Yeah, I liked what I've seen from Shamar. He's extremely versatile, and he gives them something they haven't had on their defensive front in quite some time, which is just – outside of Trey specifically, just a chaos creator. And I think he's able to do that at multiple spots. He's big, he's strong, fast, physical. And so I think he's going to matter for this team. And if there is someone that as the season goes along, you could say, all right, he's going to help change the identity of this defense, it would certainly be Shamar Stewart. And I think he's capable. He's got a ways to go, but I do think he's physically capable of making a pretty big impact this season.
Can you grade, give me a grade for Shedeur Sanders' performance on Friday?
B plus. I hated first drive or second drive when he just complete, and it was fourth down, so it's not a huge deal. But man, you can't run backwards. So outside of that, I thought he played really well. And I said it last time I was on, fellas, start him. I would start him week one.
I don't like your answer. I think wow. That's a. I don't like you saying
week
that.
Two. Yeah. It has nothing to do with the Bengals. Yeah. Start him week two, then. Figure out what he is.
All right, James Rapine. Boy, he started yelling at me there at the end. Did you hear that? I thought he was doing some nasty business right there. Locked On Bengals and SI. All right, Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Where, Andrew, I'd like to read a tweet. This is from Mark. I'm just going to get right to it. Twitter reaction is brought to you by Schaub and Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. When I said you were coming on, Mark says, tell that moron that comparing a journeyman QB's performance in a preseason game to what a rookie fifth-round pick's first preseason performance was is idiotic even for him. Your retort.
So was it wrong to say that Brady Quinn's Browns preseason debut was better, Mark, you moron?
Lyman, do you have Mark's counterpoint online?
Oof. Wow, Pony, come on, be nice. That's rude.
You Why? Take back any of the stupidity that you put out there on the internet on Friday?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you didn't know who the hell Tony Brown was. You didn't know who the teammates were that were walking with Shedeur Sanders.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did the Browns or whoever posted that say, oh, the guy with the staff is Tony Brown. The guy with the boombox is...
Do they need to spell everything out for you, or can you do some research? Can you do some research?
Oh,
there are plenty of people who did their own research. You can't do your own research?
So I have to wait 3 hours until the video comes out. And then
no, people were willing to tell you the second you tweeted it because you're a big dummy.
Because I think it's a bad look for a guy to show up to a game with a boombox and an entourage of teammates.
But he didn't have an entourage. You can just walk in with your teammates. It's Tony Brown's boombox. It wasn't his boombox.
So it was a ridiculous look. I stand by that.
How about those two dime passes down in the red zone?
Yeah,
what kind
of
a look was that?
Yeah, what'd you think of that?
I thought he made a couple good throws. I never said he didn't. You guys are on my ass like I never said that. Skylar Thompson's Steelers debut was more impressive, and Brady Quinn's first game as a Brown was more impressive. Those are facts. People might not like it because they're, again, you know, Shedeur Mania, blah, 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 blah. But the numbers are the numbers, and it's true. It's damn true. I don't like being called names from guys who work for The Athletic. I thought the New York Times owned that company. You want to talk about, you know, why don't you stop being rude? How about if you work for the New York Times, you know, reputable organization, how about you don't curse online? How about that, you jackass? I can say it because Odyssey doesn't care. You write for the New York Times. Act like it, pal.
Ooh,
act like it.
Tough talking pony.
In the country. And apparently you got people with low journalistic standards now talking about me. How about you have some guts and call in this
What do you mean at low journalistic standards? He calls him out, he sees him. Your tweet was dumb. You were a dumbass in the tweet. He called you something I'm not going to say on the air. But he called you dumb. It was dumb. You're dumb.
So wait a minute. You're telling me you guys have had universally every single one of your listeners thought it was a good look for a fifth round pick.
No, I didn't say that.
Seen and not heard.
I didn't say that. But I don't care.
How about act like
they don't care what
Dennis6969
puts on Twitter. They care about what the Pony Express puts on Twitter.
Well, then I guess I'm living rent free in their heads now, aren't I?
Congratulations. Your freight train of stupidity knows no end. You're just causing fires all over the place, taking the world by storm.
I didn't know if the litmus test or barometer for who's smart and who knows ball and who doesn't is how you react to when guys show up to games.
I'd ask you to know who Tony Brown is. I'd ask you to know if you're a football guy, you cover football, I wish you would know who Tony Brown is.
I watched the entire game. I watched Aditi interview Joe Flacco. I watched her talk to Sanders. I watched the Browns put him out there with guys who were fifth-round pick. Thrash was the only drafted receiver that he played with. I saw him look competent against the Panthers starting defense for the first two drives. look, just because I didn't tweet those things doesn't mean I don't know those things, Browns fans, and especially the guy who works for The Athletic, who should know better, and actually has no balls, too.
Ooh.
Won't actually call me, won't text me, won't say it to my face.
I think Zach would actually. I think Zach would actually fight you. I'm pretty positive.
Yeah, and he'd lose. I go to the gym 3 days a week.
I don't know, man. Zach fights real dirty. Real dirty. And he is from Manchester High School / New Franklin / Portage Lakes. You don't know nothing about that, sir.
And I went to Andy Van Slyke's high school, so how about that?
Andy Van Slyke is in ED commercials.
Yeah, exactly. He still got some lead in his pencil in his 60s, Ken. You want to mess with that?
What do you think of Cam Hayward and why the fans are turning on Cam Hayward? Is it a sad day in Pittsburgh?
Hey, fans seem to be turning on all these all-time great Steelers.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Yeah, but then when the guy signed, they act like they never said it. TJ Watt's back in their good graces. Look, Cam Hayward, I get it. I mean, he is severely underpaid. There are huge occupational hazards to playing defensive line. I think he should want more money. I think he should get a raise. But the issue fans have is that he's wanted to have it both ways. You just signed a contract last year. No one held you at gunpoint to do it. There's still 2 years left on the deal. So if you really wanted to bet on yourself, if you really said to the Steelers, I can be an all-pro and I want a new contract when I'm an all-pro, why sign this deal? Go out and have an all-pro season and then negotiate a deal as an all-pro. So that's the issue fans have. I think it's a legitimate argument, but I don't want my, you know, stalwart defensive tackle in this kind of ornery mood where he's threatening to not play when there is an easy solution, which is just giving him more money for this season, moving money from 2026 to 2025.
Could we actually see a good Steelers offensive line this year?
Could we?
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, the same way Shedeur Sanders, in theory, could be a good quarterback. Yeah, we could. I'm not betting on it. I mean, Broderick Jones held up. He went up against Josh Allen, the Jaguars' Josh Allen, in the game Friday for a series, and I thought held his own. I thought he made significant strides. Fautanu, the right tackle, looks like a dog. I mean, as Pat McAfee would say, he looks like a legit dude. I think he made the All-Broad team for Pat McAfee in the preseason, which is obviously
a coveted team.
Accolade. Absolutely.
Pony, I do got to ask, because obviously lightning rod for commentary, somebody like Aaron Rodgers, how's he doing with the media there in Pittsburgh? Have they gotten off to a good start?
Oh, it is. He might win the Chief Award, which goes to the best player relating to the Steelers media before the season even starts. I've never seen a bigger shoe-in. If they could line up, put lipstick on, and apply it to the man's ass, they would do it. It is incredible. They are eating out of the hand of one Aaron Rodgers. They love the guy.
Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Strong words from a not-so-strong man. One part of the great triumvirate, that is around the AFC North. Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. James Rapine, Locked On Bengals. And, yeah, Pony, 93.7 The Fan. This got covered on the podcast yesterday. 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app. So, Lyman and I, we were annoyed by the Myles Garrett speeding ticket. And the reason we were annoyed is that you have to comment on it, and either comment gets killed. If I sit here and freak out, because guys, honestly, like, it's a speeding ticket. A lot of people get speeding tickets. I wish he wasn't going 100 miles an hour. I said the difference is with Myles is that he's approaching 30 years old. He's got two big contracts. He has generational money now that I don't know what his future plans are, if he wants to have kids or whatever, but, I mean, you could change the life of people in your family for multiple generations. Like, that's long after you're dead money that he's made. It's like, hey, man, you might want to be a little bit more careful. When you have more in life, you tend to take more precautions. Lima.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm willing to bet did a lot greasier things 4 years ago than before he got after he got married and had two children. Owen and I have shared a lot of escapades of 21-year-old Ken and Owen in the Pacific Rim when he was in the Air Force. Things change, and I would hope that it would change, but other than that, do I need to give some moral conversation again? Do I need to have some moral shouting of Myles Garrett? I don't think I do. But if I say that, there are plenty of people, you should be making a big deal about this. He could have killed somebody. I know. And we do find that serious. But it didn't happen. I wish he would take it slowly. But that's all I can say to him. He's a taxpayer. And it wasn't, it's a speeding ticket, but it's not take him off billboards. It's not take him off the website. It's not don't have him talk to the media. It's not that. But Andy Baskin, not a very happy camper with Myles Garrett. This happened yesterday. We reacted to this a little bit on the podcast yesterday, 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app, live every Tuesday, Thursday at 10:15. I don't know if Baskin's going to do this every Tuesday, Thursday at 10:15, because here went Baskin yesterday.
Being captain means more than being a great football player on the field. Why would we be mad at Shedeur Sanders for driving over 100 miles an hour when the captain drives over 100 miles an hour? And these guys know that. They know what's going on. Like, I love Miles as a football player. He's a great football player. I think he's great for the community. But you've got to lead by example. Like, why do I have to say that on the radio right now to a guy who's a captain? Money doesn't make you a captain. The way you act on and off the field makes you a captain. Miles, to me, is the best player on the team. He is. I'm not going to argue that. And I love watching him play. But is he someone that should be a captain? No, he shouldn't. This is multiple times, over 100 miles an hour. And it's his responsibility to lead on the field and off the field.
I'm hesitant to talk about Baskin. Last time I talked about Baskin, I was admonished.
By who?
By Baskin.
Oh, by Baskin. Okay. Oh, now Phelps. Phelps didn't have his back.
Oh, Baskin put me in my place. I was back at the University of Akron all over again.
Bud, you should probably know what you're talking about.
It was a little intimidating.
Yeah, I'll
probably
agree.
Not a good move.
I'll agree with one thing that Baskin said. And it has nothing to do with Lawrence. I have one thing that I agree.
Stop. Come on.
when it comes to basket that he had in that rant of his.
What is up, Scotty? What's up, my man?
It wasn't about when Keith called in about free hot dogs this morning.
Hey, this is Lawrence. Got Lawrence here.
So there's one thing I agreed with him, without a doubt, and it's that money doesn't truly make you a captain. Like, yeah, you could call people captains. Same thing as, hey, they can call the quarterback a captain every year, but that's not fooling anybody when that guy isn't a leader. Right? So, you know, Miles is the captain. He's going to be the captain. He's defensive player of the year. He could win it every year from here on out, it seems like, the way he's playing. But that alone does not make you a leader. And I do wonder, not about the traffic incident, I do wonder how the guys look up to Miles, whether or not they truly do feel that way about him, because we're not in that locker
room.
You know
how they look up to Miles? They go, he got a massive contract, I want that. Mm-hmm. That's what they look up to Miles with. They look up to Miles with business. They look up to Miles with all the other things that he's involved in. They look up to Miles going, man, he's got a stake in the Cleveland Cavaliers. It's still a percentage of the Cleveland Cavaliers where he gets to walk out there in a basketball jersey, and he's known as a part owner, part limited partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's how they look up to him. I said this to you yesterday. I said this to you when we went through the Miles contract stuff, and I'll say this to you in the future. I don't find him to be a leader. I don't expect him to be a leader. We've been going through this for 8 years. He's not that guy. He's not going to be Ray Lewis and get everybody in the locker room and start screaming and yelling and breaking furniture and getting everybody excited. He's just not that dude. And if you still expect that, then you're lying to yourself or you're fooling yourself. How can I, after 8 years, now all of a sudden he's going to be that guy? I hope that he sees that there's going to be an end here at some point and that there's a legacy left behind. And as of right now, yes, you do have one playoff win. But in terms of winning, you haven't had a whole lot and you will be a Hall of Famer. And maybe that's all what it is. Okay, all I expect him to do is stay out of serious trouble, which, again, he has had an auto accident before. So that is always going to be brought up, a serious one at that. But I expect him to be good in the community, which he is. That's about as far as it goes. As far as the off-field stuff, I expect him to give me 14 to 16 sacks a season because that's what he's paid for. He's not paid to do rah-rah.
I agree with you on that money does not make you a leader, but if you're handing out the contracts, right, if you are Andrew Berry, don't you – isn't that part of the discussion?
Jimmy Haslam said it.
I need you.
Owen, Jimmy Haslam said it.
Aren't you paying for this? To not be putting these marks in the negative column against you?
But is it truly a mark in the negative column to the general public? Will there be people who say,
oh, yes, because it gives people a reason like Andy Baskin to get pissed off at you as a player and as an organization? And that's a guy who loves the Browns. There's going to be so many people out there, people in Pittsburgh, Andrew Filippone, had we given him more of a time on that,
then maybe
would have absolutely blasted Miles for it.
Then maybe I'm just too cynical about his role with the organization. Because I hope that he was going to be like, Reggie White was a minister, for crying out loud, so it's a bad example. But I was hoping that he was going to be a guy who took this franchise, being drafted number one overall in 2017, and take it to a different level. He's a great player. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. But there's nothing emotional there, and I gave up on that years ago. He's not a bad guy. Like, I don't walk around quietly saying, like, Miles Garrett's a jerk. No, he's not. He's not a bad guy. He's nice. But other than that, I don't expect – there's plenty of nice guys who are not leaders. He's not a leader.
Does it matter to this team? Like, we've always talked about certain teams and whether there's a leadership drain or whether a team has a guy that everybody truly does follow. You know, like when Jameis was here last year, it was weird when the season started and everybody gravitated towards Jameis. It was a little weird. Like, he's the backup quarterback.
But he's a natural leader.
But he does, without a doubt, anybody who's ever played with him, especially as he's matured over the course of his career, they've all said, that guy's not faking it. He is a leader. He legitimately is a leader.
And he's had off-field issues himself, yeah, but he's been able to get locker rooms to react to him in a positive manner.
Yeah, so, but does it, in the end, does it matter? Does it matter who the leaders are or just that the team has leaders? They've just got to have them. And that's not necessarily the reason. Like, but they weren't 3-14 because of leadership issues, were they last year?
We've looked in the wrong place for leadership for years. And if you want to blame Myles Garrett for that, for not being that guy, you fine, go right on ahead, because he's not that guy. And if you think that he should have been that way 8 years ago, then fine, guilty as charged. Guilty as charged. Because we've done this for how many years now? Again, was it three years Anthony Walker was here? Why was Anthony Walker speaking for the defense on one-year contracts? Rodney McLeod speaking for the defense on one-year contracts.
Boy, that's
Jameis Winston.
So
the,
true.
The
yeah,
backup
so true.
Quarterback is giving pregame speeches. Do you understand how weird it is? Think about when you were in high school and you played high school football. Say you played at Bay High School. What did you think when one of the backups tried to speak up when you were in high school? Give your rah-rah speech and then go stand on the sidelines?
Or as Ken did, as he was being taken off the field to put that thumb up.
And I'm going to tell you right now,
and
maybe I tried to do it, and I'm going to tell you right now, at 39 years old, it was completely ineffectual. It was a waste of my time and everybody else's, and I'm sure if I did it, the coaches looked at me like I was a fool. Because that's what it's been for a long time. But I don't expect him to be that way. This team is only going to get leadership, it seems, real true leadership from one position, and that's going to be the quarterback. They've made it abundantly clear.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
216-474-0092. I was gonna call you Anthony Dolan. I guess I can't do that now.
You could always do it. Come on.
Can I call you Anthony Dolan at 9?
Yes.
All right, I'm gonna get to you guys coming up next on the Fan in 5 minutes. Do you want to ask whether or not he should have his captaincy removed? Is that what Baskin is saying here? I want to ask you a question right off the top. I'm not going into a live thing. I'm asking you right now. Do you want to ask them that?
Sure.
All right, fine. The captaincy, as Baskin was asking. Do you want Myles Garrett's captaincy removed?
I want to see, for once.
I can't say it without laughing. I'm not making fun of basketball, man.
I think
not at all.
In the future, when somebody really gets stripped, you hear about this in college football from time to time, certainly high school. When a player gets stripped, we're always talking about figuratively. I want to see a coach go up to the C on their jersey and rip it off.
And it'd be great if when he came to the field, there were still little threads hanging off.
Yeah, just a few stragglers.
Yeah. I want Kevin Stefanski. If we're going to do it, we're doing it the right way. Kevin Stefanski comes in with his tie askew, white shirt, sleeves rolled up, suspenders, and is like, I want your badge and your gun. Like, I want 80s. I want the chief from Beverly Hills Cop. That's who I want. The guy who ran for mayor in real life in Detroit. I want that guy. Give me that guy. Cussing him out, saying, give me your badge and your gun. Damn it, Miles. You're a hell of a defensive end, but you're a loose cannon. That's what I want.
I like when they hand him over.
Give me your C.
In all the shows.
Guys, it meant something for you when you were playing high school football at Brunswick in 1999. It's just another jersey to sell to me in the NFL. That's all it is. When, you know what? It might have meant something, but when they took it off Nick Chubb to give it to Deshaun Watson, I'm out. I tap out on the captaincy stuff.
A passing of the torch.
They
did give him a contract, and they could have not given Nick Chubb a contract, so you can't say they don't give a contract to good guys.
We've brought up Mitch, right, and the speeding ticket, and John Greco brought that up yesterday. But if it was you, Ken, and it was chronic speeding ticket, like you were getting pulled over every 3 weeks and to the point where their local radio host is getting these speeding tickets, don't you think somebody around here would say something to you?
Hell yeah.
About, do you think you'd get suspended? Yeah.
No. But I think it would certainly be frowned upon if it kept happening.
That's the only thing I go back to is he is representing a brand. It's the biggest brand in Cleveland.
But ultimately, you know, I just said in the Nick Chubb thing about the captaincy. What matters more to Nick Chubb, the captaincy of the Browns or the money?
Probably being able to run with burst.
The money. The money, right? Okay, so we're all being honest with each other. It means something at Streetsboro High School in 2006. It means something to John Carroll in 2014. I don't think it means anything to the Indianapolis Colts or the Cleveland Browns or the New England Patriots in 2025. Hello, Corey.
It's not Corey, it's Ken.
You're Ken and Westlake. Nicely produced. Correct. All right, Ken, go right on ahead.
Thank you. First of all, I really, you know, enjoy your show. I think you're the best sports guys in Cleveland radio.
Thank you.
But I lost a brother when he was 20 because of speed. He wasn't the driver. He was a passenger. And I get really tired of the false equivalency. All speeding is not created equal. There's a difference between going 75 and getting in a 60 and going 101 in a 60. And because there's no result of your driving at that speed doesn't make it any better or worse. It's still the act. You're just lucky that nothing happened. And you ought to thank God for that.
But I'll tell you this, Ken, but stay with me, stay with me. Cause I say, it's such a weird thing. Cause I can't go up to him and yell at him and tell him how irresponsible he is. Because, again, I said we're both grown men. But I understand that. But I also feel bad because you're not the first person to say this. I feel bad about your brother. I really do. Because you're not the first person to say that to us, Ken. Through the Shador stuff, through Miles' previous run-ins with speed.
I'm not the only person it happened to. Yeah. That's a given. But go ahead.
But I just know, like, Corey, we're talking more now from a
Ken, it was misput there
that's
by Mitch.
Right, Ken, I'm sorry. That he had a life, potentially life-changing rollover accident. And, you know, in life, sometimes it takes, like an alcoholic, it takes bottoming out. It takes something really bad for them to change their behavior, change their way of looking at life.
It wasn't life-changing because he didn't change his life.
Well, that's what I mean. In this case, it didn't, which means, you know, what would it take for him to not drive in that manner on the road, especially considering, man, It's not just weather that can impact this. It could be just one car at 2 a.m. where some dude is looking at their phone and they drift over, and then all of a sudden you're driving 100 miles an hour and you're going to clip them and something disastrous could happen. Like, unfortunately for someone like Miles, if that wasn't a wake-up call, then there probably is no wake-up call at this point. This is just his... And you know what? Athletes in general, and we'll say celebrities or whatever, they do kind of behave larger than life because they've had really good things happen to them. And they almost feel like somebody's looking out for them no matter what. Mm-hmm. It's hard for them to ever think consequences are ever going to impact them the same way it would us, because no matter what, things are always looking pretty good for Myles Garrett.
Yeah, and I'm not making him out to be a bad person, you know. I understand that you have a radio shtick and you have to be entertaining. I get the whole picture. I just think we as people get out of a lot of situations by pure luck.
Uh-huh.
And if there's a chance that something bad could happen, and if you're acting that irrationally, that needs to be corrected.
I wish. I mean, and Ken, I'll tell you this. And Ken, thank you very much for the kind words, and thank you very much for the call. That's what makes us suck, is that, yeah, nothing bad happened. And you always say nothing bad happened this time. Nothing bad happened this time. And it's like, well, what will the law say? The points on the license. Because he can afford the fine. You can afford the fine a bunch of times. Okay. But that doesn't make it any better. And there is a lot of things that happen with professional athletes. Like, it's clear cut. Don't do that. Don't be that guy. Don't do this bad thing. Don't do that bad thing. Clean up the people who are around you. Clean up your personal life. But there's a lot of people who've had speeding tickets. Now, he's had a bunch. And then your thought is, well, you think about it. And Henry Ruggs, I think, was drinking. But you think about this type of stuff all the time. And you go, okay, well, what the hell is going to happen here? Well, has the NFL ever... just speeding alone? Has the NFL ever suspended anybody for just speeding alone? I know there was the Roethlisberger helmet, no helmet motorcycle thing years ago, but other than that, I don't know. And so it's this weird thing where, yes, it affects people's lives. It certainly does in a tragic sense, but it's also a thing that there's probably a cop getting ready to pull, who's listening to this right now, getting ready to pull over somebody on 80, going 82 and a 70. It's a very weird thing. And I go, well, do I find out who that guy is and tell him he's terrible? No. And not even Ken is saying he's a terrible guy. But damn it. I would think as you approach 30 years old, you have more to lose. You would expect to be a little bit more responsible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.